Okay, so as continuing Achanah for Hashanah, so we'll take a break from the piece in Likutei Moharan that we're officially up to, and just for a few minutes, it's just a few minutes before davening. So we'll learn two little shtiklach from Likutei Moharan, when you get to Rosh Hashanah on the more simpler side. So if you take a look, I guess the same editions, whatever. It's Tinyana, the second Chelek. Simin Reshut Aleph. Play Reshut Aleph. So we'll do two. We're going to do, hopefully, guys, we'll do Reshut Aleph and Resh Lamed Gimel. They're both small, so. Alright, the first one is. They're both really about Rosh Hashanah. The first one is obvious about Rosh Hashanah. The second one, a little bit less so, but it's a similar Indian. You'll see what I mean. Alright, so we're going to have Reshut Aleph, you see? And Tinyan and Chelik Beis. If you have these editions, it's on page Kuf Yud Gimel Med Aleph. Yeah, Reshit Aleph Chelik Beis. Hopefully, the hardest part should be finding the page. Okay. Lashon Rabbeinu Zichron LeBracha. This is again. Most of the Likutei Moharan was recorded by was written down by Rav Nosson. But this is from Nachum himself. Mashal Naisin al Rosh Hashanah LaTzadikim. Now, people nowadays, probably by the Hamayin Am, it's more well known. They need of traveling to Tzadikim Rosh Hashanah, so to speak, like to go to Uman for Nachum. But the truth is, by Chassidim, and even non Chassidim, there's always an need of going to Tzadikim to Rosh Hashanah, even by non Chassidim, to go to Tzadikim. People go to their yeshivas, the Rosh Yeshivas. It was like always a thing that by Rosh Hashanah, Yom Neroim, you try to be by your Rebbe, by a tzaddik. So what's the inyan? So obviously, Pashtas, there's the Cyrus there, you want to get brachas, But he says like this. Usually the way it's thought, so it's interesting, there's a classic, it's one of the fundamental machlokes in between, within the chatzeres, within the streams of chassidus. So, it's not exclusively like this. It's not so extreme, but okay. Let's say you have like Chabad versus Chagas, Chabad versus Polish Chassidus and things like that. So one of the classic machlokes, or the way it's said, is like what's the mindset? Is the mindset that sort of you throw your pekelch on the tzaddik, on the Rebbe, and he'll take care of it, right? That's the That's the stereotype of Chagas. Or no, the Rebbe is there to help, whatever it is, give brachas, but the work is on you, primarily. That's the stereotype of Chabad. So again, it's never as extreme as it's presented like that in stereotypes, but that's one of the things. So when it comes to Rav Nachman, so it's interesting. People, go to Uman, there's like always these statements, hope will schlep you out of Gehenna by your payas and things like that, which sounds more like the Chagas model, But I mean, on the other hand, Rav Nachman, for example, was very much not into like Moifsim and things like that, and he would talk to his chassidim. But it was all about avoda. You wouldn't go to Rav Nachman to talk about your cow and things like that. It was avoda, which is more the Chabad way of things. So it's so he says like this. So this is a piece that you go the concept of going to Uman or going to Zikim for Rosh Hashanah. The Rebbe is going to take care of it. You don't have to do much work on your own. But you'll see in this piece, Mashal Noisin al Rosh Hashanah Tzadikim. Then you end up going to a tzaddik for Rosh Hashanah. So he says, Ki ikar hamtoka sadinim eino ela al gedei kedusha sataras machshavas. The main way to be mamtik dinim, to soften, to sweeten judgments, is through the holiness and purity of one's mind. Kisham sharshim. That's where everything comes from. There's a principle in Kabbalah that. Dinim are nimtak b'sharshim, that the way to sweeten judgments, anything negative in a person's life, baruch nisu b'gashmias, ultimately comes from amidas hadin, and all dinim come, and the way to sweeten judgments, says the Ari HaKadosh, is by returning them to the place that they become softened and sweetened is in their source. When something's going wrong with something, you return it to the manufacturer. So everything comes from everything. So just like in the Tzel Melekim, everything that you do, everything that it all comes from the mind. It all starts in the mind. So in Ruchnis and Avodas Hashem, that's also the space kiviyachol to be mamtik dinim, to soften judgments. Kulay b'machshavis beraru, the Zohar says that everything is clarified through the mind. So the avodah of Rosh Hashanah is to be mamtik dinim, is to bring chesedim into the world. So that comes from having a clear mind, a clear machshava. That's what Baal Tanya famously said. That's what's called Rosh Hashanah. It's not called Tchilas Hashanah, because Rosh Hashanah means the head of the year. So there's a special inyan of having the head clear, to think clearly. Not only is it because it's Rosh Hashanah, but it's also the way to be mamtik. You know, difficulties come from when things already, you know, move to their extremes. But when you return to the source, that's when you can straighten things out. You can work things out better. So the source is the mind. So he says, V'yef shalav elamaychen zaken, and the only way to come to a clear mind is elei deyiskashus letzadikim, is through connecting to tzadikim. Like it says in Pasuk V'yikach Moshe es atzmes Yosef, right? Moshe took atzmes Yosef. Moshe b'chinas moichin. Moshe means the thought. That's the mind. Moshe gives us the Torah. It's chach. V'yosef b'chinas tzadik, and Yosef is the tzadik. So V'yikach Moshe es atzmes Yosef ima. Hainu she'ein shleimus l'moichin. The way that you have a Moshe is elai de'iskashus tzadikim, is through connecting to the tzadik, which is Yosef. Rosh Hashanah, makar hadinim shakol Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah, which is the makar of judgments, lalena for the whole year. So tzarech l'tai. So therefore, the avodah of Rosh Hashanah is to make sure that the root, the source where everything is coming from, is very stark, because the more things are connected to their source, the softer and the better things are. When things become disconnected from their source, then they start going crazy. Chicken without a head is, things get a little bit haywire. So the more something is starkly connected to its source, the better it is. The more reined in, the more softened, the more, ultimately, I'll give you an example. Any midas hadin that they're abundant, what's the purpose of creation? What was the initial, what's the motivation? So oilam chesed yibana. Hashem created the world in order to do chesed. Yeah, in order to have a world, it has to be midas hadin as well. But as long as that initial thought of Olam Chesed Yibana is in the forefront of Hashem's mind, then any Midas Hadin that might be necessary to come out, it's framed from that Midas Chesed. So it means it's really not going to be so difficult. But if, let's say, that Olam Chesed Yibana is in the background and it's not conscious, then the Midas Hadin, a person has a business, right? So it's like there's a certain mission statement for what the business is. But then there's an avoida. So in the beginning, it's cool mission statement. But then at some point, you have to start building an infrastructure and a team of people and getting everyone to know what they're doing and dealing with this obstacle and this mania. And so then there's always the nisayan of getting so involved in those pratim that the actual mission statement of what the business is about or what the enterprise is about is b'chalal lost. And then you can get so lost in the pratim of the infrastructure it's all consuming. So there's dinim in during the year that have to be, there's infrastructure, but there's also the mission statement, which is Olam Chesed Yibana. So as long as the mission statement, which is the machshava, the thought, the initial thought, as long as that's clear and strong and very, very pronounced, then that'll help things go smoothly. It'll always keep things in check in a good way. So Rosh Hashanah is the mission statement. So in the human body, the mashal is like the brain with the rest of the limbs, right? So it's like the brain is the mission statement. That's where it's all coming from. So Rosh Hashanah in time is like that. So the avodah is in Rosh Hashanah to have a clear mind where before pratim, we're not dealing with infrastructures yet, right? That's a seres mitshuva. So we're not holding by infrastructures. It's just the mission statement to have that clear machshava. So that the more clear the machshava is, more that initial mission statement is clear, the more dinim are softened. So that's the avodah. So he says again, how does a person have the schus of having a clear moichin and a clear mind, which mida kenegan mida is going to make Hashem's mission statement of Olam Chesed Yibana, the initial thought of tachlis, which is chesed, more pronounced? So the way a person is mezakech gives them the strength to have that clear mind is through his kashas to tzadikim. So he says, Rosh Hashanah makar adinim shakol Hashanah v'tzarech l'taras machshavta kidei lahamtikam. So since Rosh Hashanah is the source of the din, so therefore you have to reinforce the initial thought, the mission statement that it's all coming from, which therefore needs the help of connecting to tzaddikim. B'shul zeh nosin l'tzaddikim. That's why you travel to tzaddikim, because they liskatz l'kedushas hamachshava. So you see over here, it's an interesting sort of hybrid between the two extremes, right? And so you're going to the tzaddik, because the tzaddik is, so on the one hand, it's like more chagas. It's like the tzaddik is going to give you the strength of taharas hamachshava. Like, that's the avodah, go to the tzaddik. But for what? For him to give you a clear way of thinking, and then you think, and then you clarify for yourself what your goal is, what your mission statement is, and you direct your life accordingly, and then Hashem will follow suit. So it's like, to get the tools that you need, that is with complete hisbadlus and complete giving over to the tzaddik, and he'll give you the tools, but then you have to go to work. So again, it's neither extreme. It's not everything the tzaddik will take care of, and it's not you do everything and the tzaddik will just help. The tzaddik is taka going to give you the tool. He's going to be mezakech your mind if you're mevatel yourself to the tzaddik. But the purpose of that zikuch, of that clarification of the mind, is for you to be able to hold on to that and to use that sort of clean slate and that koyach of focus in order to clarify for yourself throughout the entire days of Rosh Hashanah what the ikar tachlis is, who am I, what am I doing here, to answer those fundamental questions and to establish yourself, your mission statement, in a proper way. Mamei Hashem will do that too. So it's, like I said, it's a little bit of a hybrid. Let's go a little bit further. If you take a look in Reish Lamed Gimel, so just a couple pages later. So no, what we just saw is that to a certain degree, the Ikra Avoid of Rosh Hashanah, is to matar the mind, right? To clarify the mind, to establish for yourself, to answer the most fundamental questions. Again, that's what Rosh Hashanah is, right? Everyone knows that it's not really a time for tshuva, and even though it's Aseres Yemei Tshuva, right? It's the beginning of Aseres Yemei Tshuva. That's always the, right? So that's the famous answer, that there's two parts to tshuva. There's the pratim. I'm sorry for this, I'm sorry for that, I won't do this again. But then there's, like, who am I, what am I doing here? That's the mission statement, like, v'chlal, the klolius hamachshava, the roish. So that's what Rosh Hashanah is. So if you take a look at Reish Lamed Gimel, over here, Rav Nachman is talking about this inyan of having a clear mind, of that avoid of clarifying for yourself the mission statement and just being in control of your thoughts. That's a very big avoidah. Rav Nachman talks about this elsewhere also, that one of the main avoidahs of Rosh Hashanah is to be in control of your thoughts, not to allow. I've mentioned this before, that and it's very important. Again, it's always a good idea to be in control of your thoughts, but for those 48 hours, it's extremely important, right? And what does it mean to be in control of your thoughts? It's not always possible to control a thought that comes in, but you are in control whether you want to go down that rabbit hole, right? Because it's like you have a thought, and it's all of a sudden you're listening to the shmooze, right? And so, and now you're reacting and back and forth, and all of a sudden, an hour and a half later, you're completely elsewhere, and that's never good on a Tuesday, you know what I mean? But especially on Rosh Hashanah, so you can't always control what you initially think, but you do control whether you want to engage with that thought. So it's very important in Rosh Hashanah. It's the Ikra Avodah of Rosh Hashanah. It's to be in control of your mind. It's to always be you're in control of what you want to think about. Obviously, what you want to think about are good things and mission statement things, but you're in control of that. So Rav Nachman says like this. One of the he doesn't talk about this openly, but I guess with this piece you could answer the question. We spoke about this another time as well. There's a big shaila in the Ga'inim, Rishainim, whether, like, is there Simcha in Rosh Hashanah, not Simcha in Rosh Hashanah? So you'll see. So he says like this, Rosh Hashanah, Kishmizgaber mala adam machshavas rois v'ruhurim. When negative thoughts, overcome a person, v'humizchazik v'humizgaber aleyah, but you machazik yourself, you fight back, v'humanatzecha isam, which he'll speak about how. But if you have that struggle and you take control of your thinking, that gives Hashem a lot of tanuk. It's very, very precious in Hashem's eyes, which is so interesting. We don't think of that as an avodah. We think of that as like allowing yourself to then do avodah, right? Because like you can't do avodah to Hashem if your mind is all over the place. So I have to focus in order to do avodah to Hashem. No. Focusing itself is avodah to Hashem. Ad kedei kach that Hashem has a lot of nachas from that. Kamoshal, he says, Kamoshal, again, obviously there's Oymek over here, right? Kamoshal, Sheyesh Eitzel HaMalochim, like kings on like special occasions, one of the favorite pastimes of kings, it's not so nice, and it's not you're not allowed to do this, but the old Goyish kings, not so nowadays also in like back alleyways, that you know you'll have the animals that'll just fight with each other, you know, these animals, so they'll fight with each other. So he says the king is watching this, the behemoth himself is watching this, and they're enjoying the fight and the victory. So kamay kain. So it's interesting. He uses that as a mashal. Kamay kain. Hamachshavas heim boim mebechinas hachayis. So machshavas come from like the nefesh of Bahamas. You know, if nefesh of Bahamas, it makes a lot of noise, and like, because the nefesh of a kiss is not even a thought. Nefesh of a kiss is just a mitzias of fire. You know, so all these thoughts. I should think this. I should think this. It's nefesh of Bahamas fighting with itself. You know. So he says machshavas kedoshes heim mebechinas chayis toiris. Machshavas rois heim mebechinas chayis tameis. But it's animals fighting with each other. And Hashem gives space to see who's going to win the fight. And Hashem has a lot of tanug. Watch, it's interesting. The tanug of the king in that mashal is obviously when his rooster wins or whatever, you know. But it's also in the milchama itself, right? Especially if he were to know that his thing is going to win, then it's like unbelievable tanuk, even in the fight, right? So it sounds like from the nimshul, the Ribbono Shel Olam not just has tanuk when you're menatzeach, he has tanuk in the milchamah. By the way, which explains also what the simcha of Rosh Hashanah is. Since Rosh Hashanah is an avoda of the mitar the machshava, which is an unpleasant. If you're the animals fighting, you're not enjoying it. But the pleasure is in the king watching this. So what's the avodah of Rosh Hashanah? That's what I spoke about this past week, one of the shiurim, that the difference between Yontif and Rosh Hashanah. So is there simchas Rosh Hashanah? Rosh Hashanah, is there not? In Pnimius, yeah, there's simcha, but it's not your simcha. The simcha Yontif is the simcha of Nishmas Yisrael. Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot, things that happen to us is gevaldik. What's the simcha of Rosh Hashanah? Simcha Rosh Hashanah, to be created, noyech lo shloi nivra. It's easier not to be created. So what's the Simcha Rosh Hashanah? It's Hashem's Simcha, because he decided that he has nachas from this. So the avodah of Rosh Hashanah is to enjoy the fact that you're giving Hashem Simcha and to allow him to be happy. If a person goes on Rosh Hashanah and everything is doom and gloom and terrible and miserable, that's like a person who went to a party, right, of the king or whatever it is, and it's happy, it's freilach, there's music, and you're going and you pull out the plug from the music and you stand in a chair and start screaming to everybody, L'simcha mazuwaisa. What do you mean, L'simcha mazuwaisa? It's the king's party. What are you doing? So, yeah, it's not your party. So if you have no shaykhis to the king's simchas, then I understand. Pull out the plug and make everyone miserable. That's not that way. Ched v'as Hashem yimuzchum. Exactly. Hashem's simcha is your strength. That doesn't mean ha'ilus. It doesn't mean, but it means to allow their abundance. The ikr nachas of Hashem is in Yidden trying to take hold of their minds and trying to establish for themselves what the mission statement of life is. That's Hashem's nachas. So that's what you do on Rosh Hashanah. But you appreciate the fact that that's giving Hashem nachas. That's causing Hashem simcha. So the simcha that we have on Rosh Hashanah, it's not the same simcha as Yontif. It's trying to allow Hashem to be happy and to feel a little bit of Hashem's nachas in our avodah. But that comes from this thought. So he ends up haklal. And he says a very practical zach. I mentioned this before. It's the Neitz HaTayva. Again, like I said, it's a good idea every day, but especially Rosh Hashanah. You can't think two thoughts at the same time, right? Let's say, like, you know, Reb Chaim Weiser or something, you know, like, you know, but outside of Reb Chaim Weiser, you can't have two thoughts at the same time, right? So, Alkein, Bekal Yechol Lagarish Machshavas Rois, Rak B'Shevi Al Taseh. So, therefore, it's pretty easy, he says, to control your mind. Why? People think I have to, like, kick this thought out. You can't kick a thought out. But any given moment, you decide what you want to think about. And the mela, whatever you're thinking about, there's no room for any other thought. Just think something else. The Torah, avoda, whatever it is. Let's say it's, you know, obviously in Yontif it's not going to be about business, but, you know, things like that. You can't have two thoughts at the same time. Ukvar mavur b'mokam acher. And we were explained elsewhere. She ain't tzrich l'masis milchamu l'anenei roishay ana v'ana. You don't have to like shake your head, you know, like get, knock the thought out of your head. You don't have to. The lagarish and machshavas rest to get rid of negative thoughts. Kainz amal klal first doesn't work, right? Adraba fakert aydei zem is garmi yaiser, right? By thinking, I can't think about this. I don't want to think about this. And obviously, we all know it means you're thinking about it even more. Right? Liblashkiach alem klal. The answer is don't pay attention to it and just decide what you want to think about, and then think about that. And you think about that. Mevela, there's no other thought. Right? Glasa says shalom. You do your job. Meshu isik, whatever your isik in. Betayra tefila masamatan. Torah, tefillah, business, whatever it is that you're doing at the time that you're supposed to be doing. And that's what you do. Don't look behind. Don't turn around. Just, you know, you just continue your avodah. By days of mamela nostalgic, and through this mamela, the machshava ra goes away. And that's the ikra avodah of Rosh Hashanah. Like I said, one of the ikra avodah is davening, obviously, shayfra, you know, it goes without saying. But the point is that outside of the time, 48 hours, you're in control of your machshavas. And your machshavas are about two primary things about your place in the world, your mission statement in life, and how amazing Yidden are. Those are the only thoughts that you should have over Rosh Hashanah, and you're in control of that. Again, if a thought comes your way, that doesn't mean like, okay, you know, that's fine, but you're in control whether you want to dwell on that or not, and that doesn't come with big meditative skills. That's just you decide what you want to think about. So, and if a person finds themselves, you know, over Rosh Hashanah, there's this, you know, where you're not in control and you sort of let the mind wander. So don't say, oh, you know, fafalim, my Rosh Hashanah is no good. Okay, so going forward, so you catch yourself. That's also fine. It's not, Einikosh Baruch Hu Ba'atronim B'Yosef, Hashem doesn't demand of us things that we can't handle. The whole, the Iker Golas of now, one of the Iker definitions of our Golas nowadays is Bilbo Machshava, is not being in control of one's mind. So obviously, the Rabbanu Shalom understands that it's going to be very difficult, befrat for our generation, and befrat for Yidden in America and so on. So okay, so the Holy of America, we spoke about this before, the Holy of America is not to be in control of your thoughts. So it's a headless chicken. That's what America is. So okay, so Hashem knows that it's difficult, but you do your avoda. The small little avodas we do now is chashuv in Hashem's eyes. Like very, very big avodas of early generations. Okay? As Hashem, we should be zeichet to be misaki in all things, and have a ksiv v'chasim a toiv, a good message.